This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A last chance for dove permits, a bit about the high water at our lakes and the problems it's creating, and news about what's biting and where to catch them in our big three reservoirs. All these topics and even more in this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Hi, I'm Kurtick, and welcome to the WSMI Outdoors program for this week. Are you curious what all this high water is doing to our reservoirs? Well, the high water conditions we've been experiencing is creating another problem for anglers and boaters throughout the WSMI listening area. Illinois Department of Natural Resources is now urging boaters to use extra caution throughout the state due to high water levels as a result of ongoing water conditions. High water levels increase the risk of boaters putting or taking out of vessels of the water and could cause damage to boats if proper caution isn't used. The most important thing is to use common sense. Water levels on lakes and rivers will probably continue to slowly decrease, making boating a bit safer. Additionally, boaters should exercise additional caution once underwater. Some areas are usually navigable, may not be due to an abundance of water. Conditions change rapidly, and there's no way to constantly monitor every area of every lake or every river, which means it's up to individual boaters to use their best judgment as to whether it's worth the risk. The IDNR owns and manages hundreds of boat ramps throughout the state. As of now, few, if any, boat ramps are closed, and boaters may be using their ramps at their own risk. Water levels in some areas are very high, which makes it difficult to navigate even the smallest and lightest of watercraft. The IDNR has started to receive calls from boaters who have been in areas which they have had no trouble in the past, which are becoming stranded because of the high water. Illinois residents and visitors boating at the IDNR managed sites are encouraged to check with the IDNR park office for information or current conditions. And if you're a dove hunter, hunters may begin applying for free dove permits on a first-come, first-served basis. This began on Sunday. The previous application period closed July 21st with the closing of the second round of permit allocations. For more information on dove hunting areas and the free dove permits, check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And July is National Parks Month, Parks and Recreation Month, actually. And Carlisle Lake is a perfect destination to celebrate, says the people at Carlisle Lake. Whether you enjoy fishing, boating, camping, biking, or other outdoor activities, Carlisle Lake offers an abundance of recreational opportunities. While participating in water-related recreation activities, however, always wear your life jacket. Over two-thirds of people who drown have never had any intention of being in the water. Dam West Coles Creek and Boulder Campgrounds are open with sites available on a first-come, first-served basis, also through the reservation by calling the National Recreational Service at 877-444-6777. Or you can go online at www.recreation.gov. McNair and Dam East campgrounds are open on a first-come, first-served basis. Eldon Hazlett is also open and have sites available on a first-come, first-served basis. Or online at www.reserveamerica.com. The Carlisle Lake Visitor Center is open daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and the Visitor Center has exhibits and brochures to help you during your stay at Carlisle Lake. Life Jacket and Loaner stations are available at Keysport, Dam West, McNair, and Coles Creek beaches and boat ramps. Visitors are encouraged to borrow a life jacket from a station to use while recreating and return to the jacket once it's done. If you're a fisherman, you're quite aware that we've had some weird weather this spring and summer so far. But I think where things are looking up and we're getting some pretty good fishing now. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, rattle traps, and other surface baits are doing the best. They try flipping in the water around the structure. And reports of fish are coming in from the South Markham, Sandusky Cove, Gun Creek area, and below the dam. And the crappie are rated good. Medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white jigs with artificial jigs. Small crankbaits working well. Fishing is good around the structure in deeper water of anywhere from 10 to 12 foot. Try the fishing the Christmas tree and spider blocks. GPS coordinates can be found online. And the bluegill They're rated good. Small jigs, worms, wheel worms, wax worms, crickets, all working for these fish. Try fishing for the Sailboat Harbor and Mine 21 Road. If you're using a boat, try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs. Set the bait half the depth of the water. And channel catfish are excellent, as they have been throughout much of the year. In fact, they're better catching crappie. Large minnows, leeches, deep dip baits, shad, and night crawlers working very well. Try leeches in moving water and fish the flats. Try the Waldenville Dam, Turnip Patch, and North Sandusky Day use area. And white bass are rated fair. This lake has never turned on for the white bass yet. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs are doing the best. Reports of fish are coming in from the 154 bridges. Fish around the rocks and drop-offs, and fish in the shallow bays and cover, brushy cover, and bushes. So there's plenty of good fishing at Wren Lake and state southern reaches. Right now at Lake Shelbyville, conditions are better late in the day for muskies and walleyes. Walleyes are active below the spillway, however. Best to use jigs and twisters and shad bodies. On the main lake, fishing has been slow with high water, but some crappies are being caught on sunny days. The lake has a new crappie daily creel limits of 5 fish under 10 inches and 10 fish over 10 inches or over. And at Carlisle Lake, the lake right now is 449.6, and it's about, an average is 445. So as you can tell, it's still a bit high, and it's falling slowly, and it's in the high 80s. White bass remain terrific. All this could change, however, with if we get some north winds like they're predicting. And the silos are the best right now for the white bass, so catch your white bass right there. And the catfish are good. Jug fishermen are doing some superb fishing and catching good numbers of fish. And the crappie are turning on in deeper water as well. 12-foot or deeper water, of water or more even, working best. And there's not much to report from the largemouth and sauger, so action is a bit slow there. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, I'm Kurt Hick.